love, my love was so strong for her. I took her back. She's going back doing the same thing she did before. The woman got me. Drug trick bag again. Well, 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 well. Back again, Johnny, my life has changed. I ain't gonna do wrong no more. Come on home, baby. Come on back home to me. Now, now, you're doing the same thing you did before. Same thing, same thing you did before. Got me. Drug trick bag again. Woman got me. Drug trick bag again. Trick bag. I'm tired of being. Same old trick bag, trick bag, trick bag. I'm doomed. Hug, trick bag, trick bag. The woman. Woman, woman got me. Hug, trick bag, trick bag. Hug, trick bag. Trick bag, trick bag. Thank you, fellas.
Many's the hour I've lain by my window and thought of the people who carried the burdens, who marched in the strange fields in search of an answer and ended their journeys an unwilling hero. So here's a song to those who are gone with never a reason why, and a toast of the wine at the end of the line, and a toll of the bell for the next one to die. Back in the coal fields of old Harlan County, some talked of a union, some talked of good wages, and they lined them up in the dark of the forest and shot them down without asking no questions. So here's a song to those who are gone with never a reason why.
Yes, and to those who are gone, we can add that CD player. It just stopped in the middle. Sometimes... the equipment can send you messages, you know, tell you what you should do. Maybe we ought to take some telephone calls or something like that. I don't know. Could try to play that again. You know, I've learned that there is a way to do something for CDs. Something that's very high tech. You take it out, from the, of the CD player, and you rub it on your shirt in two separate directions. Don't know whether it'll work in this case. I don't know whether I should even try to play the same cut. But anyway, I have another tape I'm very anxious to play, and I will play that. This is Slim McLarney. Or will be soon. Should be by now. I hear a premonitory hum. Da 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 da. Premonitory? Little leader noise? No? Still nothing. Well, I guess I could try to play that Phil Oaks cut again, or maybe a different cut on the same CD.
And the flag-draped coffins are a-sailing home, and the waves are watching as the engine draws. As the ship draws near, hear the bugle moan, the sad and silent song of a soldier with a hero's greeting. We will welcome him with a hero's speeches. We will honor him with a hero's ending. We will bury him. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier, and comfort his family with a telegram. We regret to inform you we have lost a man, but we gave him the highest medal of the land. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. We know what an awful price he had to pay, but the enemy was contained for another day. We trained him well, he would have wanted it that way. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. Oh, the weary wounded, they wait by his side, wondering why they hadn't also died. The picture of patriotic pride. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. And the flag is at half-mast, wet with foreign rain, ignored by the strangers he had helped to train. To him it was duty, to them again. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. At Arlington he's lowered down without a pause, and his native land welcomes him with open jaws. And the tombstone reads, such a noble cause. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. Now a moment of silence for the broken man, while the president proudly crawls, we'll never bend. And cheers the replacements marching off again. That's the sad and silent song of a soldier. and the flag draped coffin, RSL and all. And the waves are watching as the engine draws, as the ship draws near, hear the bugle moan, the sad and silent song of a soldier.
About 6 months ago. And I don't hear people singing much about it, so I thought I'd sing a few songs and tell a few stories, because I think it's probably one of the slickest jobs in American history. And my hat's off to anybody who can pull that off.
Said we ain't hauling no coal. Very well.
Titanic, fare thee well. Jack Johnson wanted to get on board. Governor said, we ain't calling no coal. Fare thee well, Democrats. Leadbelly did a bourgeois blues. These are the bourgeois blues. I got the bourgeois blues down in my B-O-N-E. Yeah, I got the bourgeois blues down in my B-O-N-E. Told me I ain't gonna be here, L-O-N-G. no doctor. Doctor can't do me any good. No, don't say the doctor can't do me no good. Since that election, I don't sleep like I should.
morale is good and the spirits are high, and they're going to be reaching out to the community at large and having a series of demonstrations and get-togethers, as well as looking and checking out the legal routes. Because basically, a lot of us down on the Lower East Side don't see it as just an attack on the squatting community, but
as an attack on the whole lower income base of the Lower East Side. And that surely, as they come for the squatters tonight, they'll be coming for the low income renters tomorrow. I attended the community board meeting, and I don't know how thoroughly you discussed it. I'm sure you probably did, but the way in which they had massive amounts of police lined up outside with police barricades set up so that even though the squatting parade, which came down the street a half hour before the meeting started, got there early, they were not allowed in. In fact, the only thing I could say is there must have been a secret entrance for Community Board 3 members, because when they did start to let people into the Community Board meeting, the public, that is, the community board members, were already in through some other entrance. So obviously there was some tactical coordinating between the police and the community board in terms of being able to keep most of the public out. When they finally let people in, they kind of handpicked through the crowd and let in some of the activists and squatters from the street. But basically many, many people were kept out of the meeting by the massive lines of police. In fact, the inside of the community board meeting where I was, though most of the seats were full, it was an extremely big auditorium, and there was a lot of room to stand. And the only people who were standing were the police officers, which were lined up like every 5 feet against the wall, as well as some undercover police who were sitting in the audience. So in other words, we had a massive police presence in the place, but most of the public who wanted to say something about this assault on the squatters community kept out of the meeting.
Danger.
I haven't seen any community
CIA
meetings.
CIA, mayhem, crisis, horrible, inflation,
military threat, flaming debris, fatal heart attack, stress injuries, prison disaster, economic collapse, dangerous radiation, a tide of violence and human misery, a liar, and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline, starving victims, and now they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bombing, deaths, top FBI, killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, dark, murder, caution, terrorists, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminals persecuted, semi-automatic handguns, explosive gunmen killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist and massive lawsuits, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operation, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gang group, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock,
Japanese boy. To America he came, guided by the Statue of Liberty bright flame. Baseball and the music, that's where it all began. He learned to love it dearly in his homeland of Japan. The boy and his friends were out to have some fun one day, so they knocked on a stranger's door and tried to run away. A man came up to the door with a gun in his hand. He told the boy not to run, but he didn't understand. The boy turned away and started off to run. And the man pulled the trigger of another fatal gun. For an axe was made for chopping, and a hole was made to till. Spades were made for moving dirt, and guns were made to kill. There are little children playing in their parents' room, and hidden in the closet could be the children's doom. Daddy's loaded pistol pointed at a little friend. Once again a gun is brought, another tragic end. For an axe was made for chopping, and a hoe was made to till. Spades were made for moving dirt, and guns were made to kill. A young woman's working for the bare minimum wage, and a young man's not working, and his head is filled with rage. With a gun to her head to empty out the drawer, again a gun is there to take another life once more. I know you love your guns, for you've had them for so long. And I won't make you change your mind with the words of this song. But if you lose a loved one to a gun once that day, you might just want to take your guns and throw them all away. For an axe was made for chopping, and a hoe was made to till. Spades were made for moving dirt, and guns were made to kill. I've walked the streets of Paris, and walked the streets of Rome. But I never felt the danger like on the streets at home. And as long as there's big money to be made from all the guns, there'll be guns and guns and guns and guns and guns and guns and guns. As long as there's big money to be made from all the guns, there'll be guns and guns and guns and guns and guns and guns and guns.
Fight was fixed, the poor stay poor, everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, a give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. So when you turn a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that we're naked man and woman, but just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. die. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants to fuck the child that there's a thousand rules. Everybody knows.
Peppermint eats away. Well, that they have Sunday communion. Got nicotine stains in his eyes. He got nothing to protect but his pride.
WBAR, huh?
Well, it's always a banner winter week here at WBAR.
Well, I don't know if winter is how I would describe it. Maybe a winter week. But I hear that floating around is some information about to be played on the radio show.
Is that a fact?
Huh?
Is that a fact?
I feel some information flowing, Bob. Do you mind if a little information flows?
Let it flip. Let it flow.
For 6 months, listeners of non-commercial radio station WBAI in New York City have been protesting management changes there. The station is one of five owned by the nonprofit Pacifica Foundation, known for its progressive politics and programming. Over the past 5 years, Pacifica management has replaced activist shows with music and toned down the political bent of news at three of its stations. The protesters say WBAI is the latest to be targeted by network management. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
To the listeners of any other station, what's going on at WBAI would be a management shakeup. To the protesters who gather regularly outside the station studios on Wall Street, it's a coup.
Hey, hey! U-Tree's lead has got to go!
U-Tree's lead is a WBAI talk show host who was named the station's general manager just before Christmas last year. On the same day, Pacifica Foundation management changed the locks on the station's front door, then fired the station's former general manager, program director, and the producer. Since then, Lead has banned 9 volunteer producers and hosts from the station and canceled their shows. Protester Judy Ornstein of Long Island, who's been a WBAI listener most of her life, says since December, the station hasn't lived up to its legacy as the voice of New York progressives and has let down listeners who fund the vast majority of its programming.
People that I most appreciated listening to are no longer there, and I think that their programming always brought me a lot of the information that I needed, and I don't get as much of it anymore.
The protesters say WBAI has historically been run in a democratic fashion by its mostly volunteer staff and a local advisory board. The protesters say Lead has barred the board from the station and waged a campaign against WBAI's political and labor-oriented shows. During a recent pledge drive, for example, Lead preempted the station's most popular show, the nationally syndicated Democracy Now! Media critics have praised the show's award-winning host, Amy Goodman, for her aggressive reporting and gloves-off handling of news makers, as in a half-hour-long Election Day exchange last year with former President Bill Clinton.
You just listen to me. You ask the questions, and I'm going to answer. You have asked questions in a hostile, combative, and even disrespectful tone, and you have never been able to combat the facts I have given you. Now, you listen to this.
Since December, Goodman, who has been critical of the changes throughout Pacifica, has been attacked on the air by station manager Utrice Lead and her supporters. Goodman declined comment for this piece because she has labor grievances pending against management. Lead says Democracy Now! Was preempted because Goodman refused to fundraise during the pledge drive, a charge sources close to the show speaking on background flatly deny. Lead says the on-air criticism of Goodman and some other producers is part of her new philosophy for the station.
We have no room, or we are fast developing intolerance for individualism. It is self-destructive. So we are working hard at developing a consciousness of collectivism. We are a collective, not a collection of individuals.
Lead, who is black, says the protests are rooted in, quote, white supremacist ideology. She took to the air with that message during the recent pledge drive.
212-209-2950. We're talking here today about the European psychological warfare against Africans, and that's what the whole thing is about. I need you stalwart soldiers out there. Pick up the phone, make your call, and put an end to white supremacist thinking. This is a call to arms. I told you it's a war. 212-209.
This dispute is deeply polarized and personal. Lead says the protesters can't stand the idea of a black woman running the station. In fact, the former general manager whose firing precipitated the protests is a black woman. The other two staffers who were fired when Lead was put in charge are black, and many of the protest's leaders are black and Latino. Lead says the protesters are violent and cites a recent invasion of the station by activists calling for her resignation. Protest leaders deny that they've used violent tactics. The situation at WBAI is a textbook case of what sociologists call group polarization. Richard Flax is a professor of sociology at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He says this happens in conflicts in which competing groups characterize one another as the other and assume the worst about their intentions.
The more that the other do things that seem to fit into the most negative interpretation, the more rapidly that interpretation gets crystallized in this polarization process deepens, and people then on the side of the protest get more and more committed to tactics and strategies that are very confrontational.
About the only thing the parties can agree on is the fact that WBAI needs help. Listenership has fallen drastically since the station's heyday in the 1960s and 70s, and it runs a chronic deficit. The protesters say they're not against change. Instead, they're opposed to what they call heavy-handed management. They say Pacifica Foundation managers have gutted activist programming at three of the five stations and would have done the same at the Berkeley, California affiliate had thousands of area residents not taken to the streets to oppose the move. Pacifica Foundation Executive Director Bessie Walsh says all the changes are part of a five-year plan to extend the network's influence.
The only thing we're trying to do at Pacifica is broaden our audience and give them programming that they want to hear. Within that, I expect each individual manager to set aside their own plans and their own views of what their station should look like in the next 5 years.
But U.S. Representative Major Owens, a Brooklyn Democrat who supports the protests against Pacifica management, says seeking a larger audience runs contrary to the network's core mission, which he says is to broadcast programs that no other radio station will touch.
Market forces will never seek out the kinds of insight into what's happening that addresses the interests or threatens the interests of people on the bottom who don't have lobbyists in Washington and don't have access to power.
Owen says he's looking into what's going on at WBAI and Pacifica to determine whether the recent moves violate the nonprofit's charter, which was written by pacifists after World War II and calls on the stations to examine the roots of conflict. Three California lawsuits have raised the same challenges. The protesters have also been pressuring members of the Pacifica board to step down. Last week, two of them resigned, including the chairman. Meanwhile, the producers fired and banned from WBAI have started broadcasting their shows over the Internet. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.
Hello.
Hello. This is WBAI in New York City.
How you doing?
All right. That was on NPR earlier today, huh?
Yep.
Gee, BAI's getting into the big time, huh?
Yeah, that's nationwide. That's nationwide news, you know? I think it's a pretty interesting report. It's good to, you know, to at least hear some other views.
You're on the air, too. Hi.
How you doing, Bob? This is Astro calling Chelsea.
Well, all right, Astro. Do you have any comment on that previous report?
Well,